This is my contribution to Whispering Ned's prompt 89. I've been meaning to write something new for it, but I'm going to read an old one that does fit the brief. I don't really like doing that, you know, because it feels like cheating or something, but, you know, or is it? You know, I wrote it, so I've just got all this self-doubt about it, and anyway, maybe this ramble is an improvised poem in itself that fits the brief also, and this is me just kind of musing in self-doubt and inner voices rambling away, yeah. So maybe I'll leave it at that, and this is my contribution. Forget the old reading. Or should I just do it anyway? Okay. It's called In a Vacuum. What doesn't kill you makes you maimed, with scars that can forever feel inflamed. Inner voices cannot be tamed, and there is no free will that can be blamed. Let them come, let them be, let them go. Breathe and realize their flow. In due course the babble will go, so only compassion is left to bestow. Point to those distant hills, and what do you see? Point down to your feet, and what do you see? Feet. Point between your eyes, what do you see? You have no head, you are what you see. Both particle and wave can't be observed. In a vacuum, there's naught and stuff merged. Lucid equations like Dirac's can explain, but for laymen, the algebra can hurt the brain. Everything is destroyed and created from moment to moment. That's how it is. The equations are cogent. With insight observation, it will be clear that deep down it's true, there is nothing to fear. Money and dogma have hands dipped in blood, psychotic behaviour that taints all that's good. Mansions of crystal and huts made of mud. There are two paths to follow, called fear